Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Mo, employees of the University of Florida can receive medical benefits for their domestic partners, gay or straight. But under controversial policy, the employee must also swear that the employee and the partner are what?
Immune to any sort of illness or injury. Of superheroic strength.
These are good ideas.
I need, yeah.
What's going on, it makes a lot of sense, is they're trying to weed out fraud. And that the fraud in this case would be, since they're allowing non-married people to get domestic partner benefits for their live-in partner, they're trying to make sure that it's not just...
Oh, monogamous. No, okay.
They must be, no.
Oh, oh, having sex.
Yes.
Wouldn't that eliminate a lot of married couples, though?
Oh!
Funny you mention that. Because people who are claiming benefits for their unmarried domestic partner must sign an affidavit swearing that they have been involved in a, quote, non-platonic relationship. That would be the euphemism here. For at least 12 months. But as you intuit, married couples don't have to sign the statement.
How much sex do you have to have?
Well, that's interesting. because it really does bring up the question of how far your best buddy and roomie would go to get, you know, major medical.
Wow, okay. All right.
You know, I mean, it's like, you know, stare at the ceiling and think of the deductible, I think is...
Yeah. And if you're thinking about somebody else during sex, does that person get any benefits?